What would make the U.S. government hesitant to prosecute Vladimir Putin? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Victor Peskin, associate professor in the School of Politics and Global Studies at Arizona State University, looks into this question.
Combating the crime of aggression or the unlawful invasion of a sovereign state has been a cornerstone of the post-World War II international liberal order. Indeed, the fundamental purpose of the United Nations Charter is to prevent wars triggered by powerful states invading their weaker neighbors. To reinforce this point, American and other allied prosecutors made the crime of aggression a central charge against Nazi and Japanese leaders at the Nuremberg and Tokyo tribunals. So it is striking that Washington has hesitated to support a growing international movement to prosecute Russian President Vladimir Putin for the full-scale invasion of Ukraine. The invasion, a U.S. official acknowledged, is the original sin that unleashed the ongoing Russian atrocities. Ukrainian courts have prosecuted some low-level captured Russian soldiers, and the International Criminal Court is investigating higher-level Russian suspects. But no court exists with authority to prosecute Russian leaders for the invasion itself. Yet the U.S. government, internally divided on the question of an aggression tribunal, remains noncommittal. Although the tribunal would only target Russian leaders, the worry in Washington is that this could create a precedent, prompting scrutiny of the U.S. war in Iraq and future American overseas military action. Even if an aggression tribunal is established, Putin may never be brought to trial. Even so, an indictment could come quickly given the ample evidence implicating the Kremlin. In itself, an indictment could actually advance U.S. and global interests in three key ways: by further ostracizing the Russian leader, by deterring countries that harbor designs on their own neighbors, and by reinvigorating international commitment to the elusive ideal of a world without war.
That was Victor Peskin of Arizona State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.